Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's not really a lot to say that may be my finest work. I mean, not exactly something to put on a tombstone, if you know what I mean. We work with what we have. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is away today. Very, very pleased to welcome in on the West Hur Hotline our buddy from TSN, one of the finest hockey analysts in all the land. He is Travis Yost. Travis, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I feel like you and your Sabres are doing a little better these days, though, huh?
Well, you could say that. Yeah, 23-1 through the last 24 games. I saw a graphic today that it's the fifth best. It's a pretty funny thing, a 24 game run, but whatever. It's the fifth best record through any pocket of 24 games in an NHL season. I mean, they're on a list with like the 1932 Bruins or something here, which is just bonkers.
Bulldog, you know how good the Sabres are right now? National article on Monday from this man, Travis Yost, will be about the Buffalo Sabres, also sharing a little space with the Utah Mammoth, who a little run of their own out in the West. But, Sabres getting some national Canadian spotlight, as they deserve.
Well, you know, they did drub Toronto on Tuesday night, so it's perhaps warranted and top of mind. Well, I thought no person better to ask than you. How sticky is this, Travis? We've seen win streaks come and go. A 10-game win streak back in, I think it was 17 or 18. But it was a lot of overtime and shootout luck and, like, just and we know how that turned out. It was just another log on the 14-year playoff drought fire. How sticky is this Sabre team right now in their results?
Before I answer, and I've got a good response, I got to ask you one question on that. How, on a 1 to 10 scale, how furious are you that they now have a 20-day Olympic break, like, around the corner?
Dude, yeah, not pleased, all right? Not pleased. I'll even less pleased if something happens to somebody over there. Lukanen's already down. I mean, we don't know if he's going to be out long enough to miss the entire Olympics or what. The timing is about as bad as it could be, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been doing this a long time, and I've got a cemetery of really horrendous takes that would take me years and years to go through. But I'll tell you which take has aged pretty well. Last time I was on with you guys, I was joking with Mike about this earlier in the week. I think the question was something to the effect of, like, what are you more optimistic about, the Bills or the Sabres? And the Bills, you know, the most winning franchise, I think, regular season the last 6 years. The Sabres, just a persistent futility and always a disaster, dumpster fire. And I kind of made the point, now granted I had PTSD from the Texans game, I kind of made the point that, like, I actually thought the Sabres were pretty well positioned, and this is before they went on this blistering white-hot run, and, you know, I could have never foreseen how hot this team would get. But this, I would argue this. This has been building in some degree. This has been building for some time. I mean, for the last couple of seasons, certainly when we're talking with you guys, you see, even when the Sabres weren't stringing wins together, they've been such a more competitive five-on-five team over the last couple of years. And even when they were losing, you could tie almost all of it to either defensive breakdowns or really just shoddy goaltending, much more the latter. And I think we even talked last summer heading into the season about, like, well, what does this season look like? And I'm like, look, I'm still super bullish on the talent. I went back and I actually cited this article in the one that's coming up on Monday. I went back and I do, you know, every summer I do the talent tiers. I grade every position, every depth chart of all the 32 teams. And I had Buffalo's blue line as one of the best blue lines in the league, and they graded pretty well elsewhere. And people are like, you know, generally speaking, like, you're way too hot on the Sabres. And I'm like, this is a good team. There's a lot of talent around this. And what they may lack in real top-end talent, they clearly make up for in depth competency, which, by the way, the connective tissue with them and the Mammoth. But the 900-pound, you know, gorilla in the room was always, what sort of goaltending are they going to get? And you heard something, I think you asked the question of, like, what do you know about Alex Lyon? And I'm like, he's a journeyman goalie. You may get a great year. You may get an underperforming year. And I think there's, like, that's an important distinction. Clearly the skaters have played net better than even the last couple of years when they've been pretty decent, especially offensively. But the goaltending has come along on this ride, right? Alex Lyon's been one of the better goalies in the league. And even UPL's turned it around from the first month or so of the season. And I don't, you know, I was ruminating over Alex Tuck's comments. I don't know if you caught him last night.
Dude, I opened the show talking about him. Like,
that's a great – I love that. To me, whether you want to get lost in the sauce of, like, is this a Stanley Cup contender, I think the more, like, if I'm a Sabres fan, the comforting part is, are they a playoff team? The answer to me is unequivocally yes. We are past the halfway mark of the season. By the way, they still have $3 million of cap space heading into the trade deadline, should be noted. And they're, what, top six, top seven in the league in goal differential? I mean, their season to date is pretty comparable with Carolina. You know, Tampa Bay, I think, has been the class so far in the Eastern Conference. But, like, if you're comparable with the Carolina Hurricanes through 50, 55 games, I think that makes you an unequivocal playoff contending team, right? And so, like, yes, can they keep stringing together a white-hot run like this through the rest of the season? Of course not. No one expects them to. But should they win more games on average than they lose the rest of the way? Smart money and the base case is the answer is yes. And to me, like, it's more of a question of, like, why shouldn't this team finish top three in the Atlantic rather than, and I know it's a, you know, there's a tremendous race for that three spot. There's always a risk.
Nobody wants to lose, Travis.
No one's losing in that except the Maple Leafs, which another theme we talked about, by the way. But the, like, I think the question is, the Sabres are a playoff team in my eyes. I think that's pretty clear. I think they're like 75% to make it already. Mm-hmm. The question is, how do you ensure that you get into that three spot, if or the two or three spot in the Atlantic Division? You never really want to be a wild card team in any sport. And in the NHL, wild card teams have a better chance of advancing. But if that means like a 7-round matchup in the first round with Tampa Bay, yeah, I'm probably not super hot on that. But can the Sabres beat most of the teams in the Eastern Conference? My answer is yes. And it was a month ago, it was 2 months ago, and it still is today.
Yeah, I love the decor and, like, being high on them, because I think if there's anything through this stretch that would qualify as a superpower for this team, it's their top 4D and how they've been playing. And they're getting by with, like, Metsa, and now, well, Kesselring is back, and it was Jacob Bryson, you know, on the third pair, but they were really leaning on those top four. All of them were playing over 20 minutes, had been playing over 20 minutes a night, and we'll see if that can stabilize here as we get into, you know, the post-Olympic break. But those top 4D, I mean, I know that we're living in a world where defensemen are all over the ice and below the goal line, and, like, lots of teams do it, but it feels like watching them night in, night out, that they're those 4D are the thing on this team, I think.
No, unequivocally agree. Thought it in August, And, like, this is always, like, a lot of things change in the NHL. One thing that really hasn't changed is if you don't have supernovas at the top of the lineup, and I mean real supernovas, I'm talking McDavid, McKinnon, if you don't have a handful of those guys around the league, then your real path to contention is being able to roll at least three lines and ideally three defensive pairings, whatever that fourth forward line looks like. I think it's a little more gray, but that's what the Sabres have. I mean, there are very few, I would say, bona fide weaknesses across this lineup. And by the way, you know, one thing that even someone, you know, I was pretty bullish on the outlook of this team, at least in terms of, like, can they make the playoffs this year? You know, one thing I didn't foresee is they're really getting outperformance from guys who I didn't even, you know, spend a waking second even thinking about. You brought up Zach Mitza. Do you know what the Sabres are doing with him on the ice? I think he's played like 20, 25 games this year. Do you know what they're doing with him on the ice 5-on-5?
I don't.
They have outscored the opponent 16-2 with him on the ice, which is unfathomable for a call-up making whatever, his entry-level contract money. I mean, those are the type of numbers you see from top-tier defensemen. And yeah, some of it's a little shooting percentage and save percentage driven. It'll regress back to some degree of normality, but like, they just keep finding pockets of influence further down the lineup. And by the way, when I say, like, they don't have a supernova, that's not to diminish guys like Thompson and Tuck, who are fantastic at the top of the lineup. It's just if you're not confident that, you know, your top line, your top pairing can persistently drive a 60% goal share over the course of the year, which, by the way, is extremely high bar to clear, then you really need the rest of the team to pull their proverbial.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up. They lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla. Two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Real weight, and that's what the Sabres are getting right now.
the mighty Travis Yost from TSN here on the Wester Hotline. I am the Bulldog. Mike is away today. I'd love to hear you talk about Owen Power. This is a player that has been, you know, through his NHL career, I mean, the Sabres results have been terrible, and he's got the curse of being a big guy who does not play like a big guy. He is definitely a part of what I'm talking about with this superpower. I mean, the puck moving and the breakouts and the offensive zone, I think he's been, to my eyes, fantastic. I'd love to hear you riff on just what Owen Power has become. It's funny, the production is way off. I just noticed maybe last night or the game before, like, he wasn't even anchoring the number two power play anymore, because you know what? Despite having done it for like 50 games this year, you know how many power play points he has? Zero. Which is incredible, right? But just overall power, because he's been... There's a lot of fans out there that just completely are never going to buy it because of what I said at the outset here, that he's the big guy and doesn't play big, and he's got his defensive shortcomings, sure, but just what do you see from Owen Power?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this has necessarily been his best year, but I think it's been one of his toughest years, and I say that in a complimentary way, which is he's had to shoulder a lot of workload on an otherwise relatively deep blue line. I mean, you know, with the horrific you know, three-month stretch here that Rasmus Dahlin and his family have been going through, and a defense that's really evolving around that top pair. The one thing the Sabres have done, and I think this kind of speaks a little bit to the production, he plays some of the toughest minutes. He might play the toughest minutes across the entire Sabres lineup. And, yeah, he's a big body, but he's not a super physical guy. But I also see, like, it's right what you said at the top, which is, you know, everyone wants this like 6'7", 240 hulking guy who's going to blow you through the boards, but in the same time can pass like prime Eric Carlson and skate like him too. And it's like, these guys are unicorns. They're really, Cale Makar was created in a lab. He doesn't just exist on every one of these teams. Right. But having the size and being able to play within that size and having an offensive skill set and a toolbox that can kind of complement that size, that's exactly what you look for in the modern day defenseman. And I think he's kind of found his niche as, like, in one respect, I think the coaching staff, the Sabres, see it as, hey, when we're in those tough minutes, when we're up against, you know, a top line, you know, one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, especially when we're entering the playoffs, like, Power's going to be eating up a lot of those minutes, because I want Dahlin to cook maybe in some of those softer minutes, with, you know, moving the puck up ice, sustaining offensive zone pressure, driving the offense from the back end. It's not to say that Power doesn't do that, but I think Power's role is becoming increasingly more defined as, hey, we just need you to break even, because the rest of the team is actually net much better than where you were 2-3 years ago. And by the way, I think there's a beautiful harmony in that, right? Like, it creates expectations with the player, you know, and I think it speaks to a large degree. Yeah, would you like to see more points? Would you like to see a better 5-on-5 goal differential? Of course, you always want that. But context matters in this sport, no different than anything else. And when he's on the ice, it's a lot of defensive zone-oriented minutes. It's a lot of tough top six competition. And I think he's done a pretty good job so far this year, to be honest.
How about I'm going to run through the whole decor, I think, perhaps, if time allows. Matias Samuelsson, Travis, I don't know how closely you would have been paying attention last year when, I don't remember if it was February or March, when Tage Thompson got trucked by New Jersey. And Samuelsson was one of the people on the ice that did not seem to notice, even though the linesmen were chasing the Devils player around. Just there was no reaction. And from that, and just, you know, the results being bad, he became a guy that was just, get him off the team, buy him out. And I'm not saying like lunatic fringe, unless I'm the lunatic fringe, because I was there with everyone. Like, I don't know what's the value of this guy. He's not that fleet of foot. He's not that offensively productive. He's not mean. It's a nothing burger. This year, I mean, he's scoring like a maniac. He hasn't had this many points in a season since he was like 12 years old. I'm not kidding. and he's also wrecking dudes. Like, what kind of light bulb went off there? I mean, can you explain the turnaround in his game?
Yeah, I think you could apportion this a bunch of different ways. I don't remember the exact play you referenced last year, but I very much remember the let's get him out of town and, hey, look, this guy's numbers are absolutely awful. He would be, and I mean this league-wide, this is not hyperbole, like league-wide, he would be one of the four presidents on Mount Rushmore of year-over-year how do you explain this type of turnaround? I mean, I think he's 2 points shy of where Jack Quinn is. Like, I'm even thinking about a guy with 30-plus points halfway through the season, and he's not known for any offensive touch. I think you hit the nail on the head on one respect, though, which is what I see from him this year versus last year. And it's easy to attribute this to coaching. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. Maybe the player deserves more credit. If you said, hey, in his exit interview last April, the coaching staff got in front of him and said, we need you to play more physically, especially if you're going to be playing in the top four, especially if you're going to be playing with a Rasmus Dahlin type who really is going to have the puck on his stick a tremendous amount of time. And yes, of course, these pairings always change, but you will never play in this lineup in this position long term if we cannot get some more physicality out of you. Whatever it was, I'd like to think that was the logical explanation, but he is certainly playing with more physicality. And the offensive touch, by the way, the offensive scoring, I think is indicative. It's the sum of the parts issue, right? Like, he's got a very defined role. And by the way, when you're the lesser of the two on a defensive pairing, but you're playing with a very cohesive, very dominant five-man unit, he almost always plays with the Sabres top six. He regularly plays with Dahlin. Like, it's a rising tide lifts all boats scenario. And that's not to discredit Samuelson. It's more so, you know, playing in environment matters a lot in this sport. And I would say it's one of the most underrated. And, you know, we talk about it a lot as like line chemistry or pairing chemistry. But like, playing with talent matters a ton. Playing without talent also matters a ton. A lot of guys who have been, you know, historically great performers around the league who have underperforming years, one of the first things I look at, you know, 17 years and counting running is, well, what was their playing environment like? Who are they playing with regularly? Who's on their defensive pair? What forwards are they playing with? And I think he's got the right mix. I think he's brought a physical tone to the game this year. And, I mean, if you look at it by the way, this was like an early, like, oh, yeah, it's a cool October story. Even when the Sabres were struggling a bit early in the year, Samuelson was outperforming. I mean, they're 20 goals better than their opponents 5-on-5 this year with him on the ice. That's a remarkable number. And, yes, that is a 5-on-5. It is an on-ice number. He's just a slice of that pie. But when you have a missing link or a weakness, especially in your top four, especially in your top six, and you're playing good quality competition around the league, those guys are routinely exposed, right? And you see those numbers plummet, and that just hasn't been the case this year. And I think he deserves full kudos. I mean, like, if you had a short list of, like, comeback player of the year, yeah. I mean, if you look at his numbers a year ago to this, it's almost hard to believe they're the same player, which I think is exactly your point.
I almost wonder if his dad, Shell, didn't have like a come to Jesus talk with him about it. Like, he played in the league a long time. Maybe he just, like, kid, what are you doing? You know, I don't know. Something happened.
I would be fascinated if one of the local guys gets there and it's like, to me, it's a good faith question, too. It's like, look, you just, yeah, the numbers are better, the team's better, we get all that. But, like, you individually look better. Like, what did you focus on this offseason? I think it's a fascinating question. I think there, and I bet he would give a good answer to that. I don't think he would just say, well, my, you know, on-ice shooting percentage is 12%. I think you hear a lot more than that.
Right. The last of the top four, Byram, had been prior to this year, and I don't know how different it is. You tell me what the numbers are telling you. Like, last year especially, like, He with Dahlin, wow, look at them. Look at them all over the ice. And then you take him away from Dahlin, and it was just like, oh, my God, a disaster is happening. What are we doing? But he's a part of this, too. What do the numbers tell you about him?
I would say a pretty similar story to Power. He's facing a little tougher competition this year. I think he's doing an adequate job. By the way, he's brought a goal-scoring touch this year. Yep. He's always been kind of the top four, you know, modern day, I can play both ways type defenseman, or that was certainly the idea when he was drafted and brought into the league, that he could develop into this player. But he's got 10 goals on the year. And, like, this is what I saw, just even going, and this is, by the way, and all this aside, right? Like, Kesselring's been a just injury riddled most of the year. And when you look at this depth chart between Samuelson having a massive outperformance here, Dahlin and Power being two absolute horses that you were betting on, in a literal sense and also a financial sense. I think there's like $20 million tied up between just those two guys alone. I mean, the Sabres have put a lot of money into this blue line. It's not like this thing was just, you know, farted into thin air. Like, they bet on this group heavily. They were, you know, most of these guys were blue chip prospects entering the league. And the Sabres have done a very good job developing them into a top four. And it's why, you know, Byram complements, you know, especially playing with Power. Like, I think that unit, that duo, can alleviate a lot of the burden, especially from the Dahlin pairing, where, you know, if you go back a few years ago, I think one thing that was clear as day to me, even when we were hyper bullish about Dahlin, and I think we even talked about this a few years ago where Dahlin's numbers were really tailing off. And I think the one qualifying component to why Dahlin was quote unquote struggling, and I thought he was at the time, was he had no insulation around him. I mean, there he was not just, he was shouldering all of the offensive burden, getting blamed for a lot of the defensive mistakes and miscues. And quite frankly, they didn't have any depth behind his top pairing to be able to roll three pairings, ensure that you're keeping your shift length short, ensure that, you know, you're managing minutes and any light injuries. Like, there's no way they could have done that. So the Sabres, you know, whether they're smart or whether it was luck or a combination of the two, usually it's both, they invested heavily in this group, and Byram's been good, Power's been good, and the top pairing has been fantastic. It's why, you know, as long as the Alex Lyons of the world in the Buffalo Sabres crease can just provide adequate goaltending, and I really mean that, adequate goaltending, this lineup, with maybe the exception, I don't even know how much I want to caveat that, with maybe the exception of a Tampa or Carolina, these legacy teams that are just as deep and maybe a slightly more talented on the top end, the Sabres and this defense and their top six should be able to compete with any team in the Eastern Conference. And it's, to me, that's kind of bringing this back full circle to the Tuck quote. Like, okay, he's super bullish about the Stanley, you know, he's talking about the Stanley Cup. You love that hype. You want to run through a wall for it. But like, my takeaway was he's kind of rounding up, because the actual number that he's looking at with the decimal point is, we already know we're a playoff team. And like, if I'm a Sabres fan amidst this 14-year drought, that's music to my ears.
Love it, love it, love it. There's so much more I wanted to get into and talk more about Tuck. You can't trade him now. I mean, I didn't think they were going to anyway. I think they'd more likely let it play out if they don't get a contract done with him. But now that he said that, I mean, that just cements it, because the optics of trading that guy would be horrific.
So I took two things from that quote, just like as an aside. Like, that's exactly what you want from a leader, you know, air quotes, or literal leader in the sense. But also, like, I kind of took it as like a nod from Tuck to the front office, and you never know how negotiations are going, and I know they've probably been working on that, but I kind of took it as a nod. You can kind of guess what that quote really meant, or if it meant anything at all, but one thing that I think stands out is, like, you don't say that unless you're committed. And athletes are not committed for, okay, I have a 2-month stretch run and then I can sign with Vegas. Like, that's not how this guy is thinking. He's clearly thinking, like, I like where we're at. I like where this organization's at. And I want to say something that's so motivational and so uplifting that people know I'm committed here. That, to me, is a guy you want to invest in. And I could not disagree with your point. Trade deadline, that seems impossible for Mr. Tuck here.
Yeah, the first thing I tweeted as soon as I saw that last night, like, A, you can't trade him. B, I wonder if there's an extension in the wind, because a guy, he does not sound like a guy that's got a foot out the door, that's for sure. Travis, we're out of time. You got 30 seconds or a minute on the Bills?
Oh, yeah, 30 seconds. Like I said in November, I'm a little more optimistic Sabres than the Bills. I don't know what to make of this whole ordeal. Like, we want massive change, but we're not really changing anything at all. It really seems like it's just isolated to a McDermott issue, which, by the way, I think we're all going to be guessing at whether that was the right approach or not until the season actually picks up again. But one thing that is kind of clear to me as a takeaway from this is, if you're betting on change, but the only change you make is really at one position, right, head coach, and now you're letting Joe Brady fill in his staff, what you're really saying is the head coach was the problem. And I don't know how they're going to solve the overall talent issues unless they hit a home run around the draft, because I still think this is a extremely and disproportionately quarterback-driven team. I like to be hopeful that Joe Brady's got a different philosophy of things, and maybe McDermott was abrasive to that, but I think we're kind of whistling past the graveyard a little bit. You're trying to get excited about a new coach, but the core issues with the talent across this roster and a lot of the stuff they're going to have to do this offseason, I think, remain ahead of us right now.
Excellent work, Travis. Thank you so much for this. We'll keep an eye out, and I'll make sure to retweet and whatever, make sure our audience knows about the piece you mentioned on Monday on the Sabres.
Amen, brother. Take care.
All right. It's Travis Yost from TSN. Sounds pretty sticky to me what he had to say about the Sabres, I think, for sure. You want to talk about it? 803-0550. We got time for some phone calls if you're up for it. I am the Bulldog. Mike is away today. This is WGR.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers. Meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Cruising along here on a Friday afternoon / evening, whatever you want to call, 5:37 in the p.m. I am the Bulldog. Mike Schoep has been off today. Zach Jones producing, our man G on the video content producing, monitoring the bullpen. Hello, bullpen. Sorry I haven't been dipping in bullpen. It's hard for me to keep track of everything on a day when Mike is here, enough to even say hi to the bullpen, let alone follow along with the discourse. But I don't want to say the world, because that would be an overstatement and really disingenuous, but it means something. I guess I'm not really sure what, but I see you, I feel you, I appreciate you, bullpen. Thank you for being there for us day in and day out. It's both in the morning and in the afternoon. Is this awkward now? Did I make it weird? I made it weird. 803-0550 is the number. Sabres, I mean, did you enjoy that conversation with Travis? Right? Is it sticky? Like, he's telling you back in the fall he thought this team had this in them. I mean, this, to be a playoff team and the drought. To be, like, he's lumping them in with Carolina, contender status-wise, which is saying a lot. I mean, that's been year over year one of the very best teams in the league in the regular season. Yes, they have fallen flat in the playoff, but the timing of that Travis Yost visit couldn't have been better, because I know, just like anyone, you know, there's still that little voice, right? Like, is this real? Should I trust this? Is this really happening? But I mean, 24 games, 23-1 is it's not a fluke. Like they're good. How good? Great even? We shall see. 803-0550 is the phone number if you'd like to get in on the conversation like Frank just did. Hi, Frank. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bodog. Happy Friday.
Yeah, man. Same to you.
So I got one concern with Joe Brady's speech. I'm a little worried about how he said the players, this is really petty of me, but it's like I'm kind of worried about how the players can just be themselves now. I kind of like the idea that Sean McDermott did run a tight ship and kept the players on their P's and Q's and stuff, but I don't know. It might just be a little small complaint I have, but I just want to make sure that our players stay on the up and up this year. And also, what is your opinion on things to do with 20 games without the Sabres? And thank you.
Frank, yeah, good question. I don't know. Travis mentioned like the timing of this Olympic break could not be worse. I mean, hey, there's four games between now and then. Maybe we'll feel like we need a break if it doesn't go well. I mean, I'm just saying it could happen. You know, interesting. I noticed that yesterday, and I don't remember exactly how Brady addressed it or how and why it came up, but I know I got off of social media a few fans commenting that they like that the players will be allowed to be themselves. And maybe even it was – maybe that's coming from the players. I don't even know. But I got to tell you, I thought one of McDermott – I know McDermott's personality is not – I mean, he was not as vibrant as Joe Brady. And that's an understatement. I mean, he was not as vibrant by a lot as Joe Brady. But – I thought that it came across very often and in a way that to me was believable that one of McDermott's strongest traits as the Bills head coach was allowing guys to be themselves. Like he would talk about it occasionally, and I don't know that he was like this when he got here, but I think since they got good, right, that he wanted their personalities. He wanted them to be who they were. And like those, the guardrails can be deceptive on a thing like that, right? Because if your style of play and the way you approach the job is rigid, then maybe that's what we're talking about, and the players would feel that rigidity and you know that it maybe could have a detrimental effect on the overall, but I always thought McDermott was very believable in wanting the guys to be themselves. I think he said as much I feel like a number of times that as he went along in this job that he recognized the importance of making sure guys told their stories to one another and that is a part of what drew them so close. So I don't know. I don't feel like that is a big switch. Now, Brady might have certainly, I think he definitely has, I shouldn't say might, I think he definitely has a different kind of energy. And is certainly a younger man, much more youthful, and therefore maybe more in touch and understanding of what the players are into, what could be bothering them. So therefore a more relatable guy to the average NFL player. But I don't feel like this Bills team under McDermott was under some strict code of conduct to not let their personalities be known. I mean, Deion Dawkins, for an example. Like do you see any kind of a governor on that carburetor? Like he's just letting it go. And that's just one example, and it's a prominent one. I don't think that they were in any kind of a bad way before this, so I don't think that it should be that much different. Like how the players feel about what they're and how they're allowed to express themselves. I don't feel like that's I just don't agree with it. I think that they were given that runway from McDermott, even though his personality is that different. I hope that makes sense. I just did not. I don't see it as a talking point, really, myself. Let's hit a timeout. We'll come back for more. Hopefully time for a call or two if they're there at 803-0550. Mike is away today. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra, built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.